Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Romans 13. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which is from God. The authorities that exist have been appointed by God. Consequently, whoever resists authority is opposing what God has set in place, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Do you want to be unafraid of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and you will have his approval, for he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not carry the sword in vain. He is God's servant, an angel of retribution to the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to his authority, not only to avoid punishment, but also as a matter of conscience. This is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants who devote themselves to their work. Pay everyone what you owe him: taxes to whom taxes are due, revenue to whom revenue is due, respect to whom respect is due, honor to whom honor is due. Be indebted to no one except to one another in love. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. The commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and any other commandments are summed up in this one decree: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to its neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, understanding the occasion. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day has drawn near. So let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissensions and jealousy. Instead, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the desires of the flesh. This is God's word. This chapter continued applying the theology of Romans 1 through 11 to the everyday lives of us Christians. The passage started by telling us that government exists by God's appointment, as we saw in verse 1b. So we must obey whatever ruling authorities exist over us, as we saw in verse 1a. After explaining the consequences of disobeying the government in verses 2b through 5, the Bible also commanded us to pay taxes and to give respect to the government officials over us, as we saw in verses 6 and 7. Verses 8 through 10 remind us of the importance of loving each other, even reminding us that this is a debt, according to verse 8a, that we must continually pay. Finally, verses 11 through 14 urge us to wake up, according to verse 11b, and live decently, as verse 13a says, because this age is quickly closing, according to verses 11b through 12. Specifically, we should stop living for immoral pleasures and instead clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what verse 14 says from the NIV. I once heard a message on that phrase, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, except that the message was from the King James Version, which says, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. The preacher who was delivering that message made a compelling case for the kind of powerful living that comes from putting ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. But I found myself wondering all throughout the message, what does this mean exactly? How do you put on Christ? At the very end of his message, he finally raised that question. How do you put on the Lord Jesus Christ? He asked. And then he said this, I don't really know, much to my great frustration. Now that I'm a much more experienced preacher, I'm glad he at least asked the question. I've heard many messages, and I'm sure many of mine have ignored essential questions, though I try not to do that. Anyway, the preacher added, but I just try to pray every morning and ask the Lord to help me put on Christ. If he meant that like a magic incantation, that you just pray this prayer and all of a sudden you're just changed, then his approach is off the mark. That's not what the passage is saying. But I don't think that's what he meant. In fact, I think what he meant was something pretty close to what Paul was saying in this passage. Putting on Christ, clothing yourself in him, is not a technique or a formula for spirituality. It's a metaphor for the entire Christian life. Putting on Christ is like putting on clothes, and in this context it means learning to live for Jesus Christ, learning to think of your life through God's eyes, and doing what Christ would do in any situation. What would Jesus do? Remember that? The WWJD craze? The what would Jesus do question is not just a helpful question for difficult decision points in your life. It's what the Christian life is all about. It's about restructuring your life as God in the flesh, Jesus, would, how he would live if he had your family, your job, your bank account, your free time, and so on. This is what God is doing in all believers through the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, and through the challenging effects of other Christians in our lives, aka the church. Whether you're aware of it or not, God is moving your life toward holiness through these influences if you are a Christian. But we can learn to consciously think about living each day for Christ as if we were Christ. And if we do that, that can help us to do what is right in God's sight more often, and will help us to do what the last part of verse 14 says, which is not to think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. And again, that's verse 14b from the NIV. So this preacher's statement that I'm quoting, that he just prayed and asked the Lord to help him put on Christ, wasn't a bad way to apply the passage. May the Lord help us apply it similarly and live for him today. And by the way, the times in our lives when we're aware of our sins and weaknesses are part of that process too. They're how God shows us our need of Christ and the need of his grace for forgiveness and for future growth. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and you can subscribe to these as an audio podcast in Apple Podcasts or in Spotify, and that will help you be in God's Word every day through the daily podcast. You can also subscribe to them by email, and so every day the devotional will be emailed to you, and that can help you read God's Word every day, as well as apply it to your life every day. And this is completely free. You can unsubscribe at any time, so there's no cost and there's no risk. Give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And if you'd like to help me with financial support, thank you. And please go to dailypbj.com/support to know how to do that. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.